News Talk ZB, Andrew Dickens, Sunday Cafe. So, this week's government announcement aiming to double the number of electric vehicles on the roads by 2021, made by Simon Bridges, it was an interesting initiative. What do you think of it? You know, it ticks all the boxes. It's, you know, renewable energy, electricity, you know, no pollution. It's all good. Overseas, Tesla, the electric car manufacturer, has announced it's looking to double production because it's the future, you know. But looking at this story, the question I started asking myself is this the real future of transport, the electric car? And I actually started to get a feeling it wasn't. When today, the fastest growing sector in renewable energy transport is in fact the humble electric bicycle. So there are a number of brands on the market. So what I've done is chosen one at random because I drive past its store all the time to talk about the e-bike. And so from Flux is e-bike specialist Neil Pollitt. From welcome to the program, Neil.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Am I right in saying this is the fastest growing sector in renewable energy transport?
Oh, look, it's probably a very valid comment, I think. it's certainly growing exceptionally fast overseas, and we've just started to catch on with it here in New Zealand, I think.
I don't know whether people realise this. I saw some figures the other day. 2010, there were 24 million e-bikes made in the world, and 22 million of them were actually sold in China. And that's 6 years ago, so they're already hot on it, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. But you're talking anything in China is obviously a big number. So, that obviously pushes those stats up a wee bit.
But who's buying these things?
In China or here?
Well, anywhere, really. Who's making the decision to try the electric bike?
Probably not who you would think. Quite often it's not necessarily your typical cyclist. It's probably someone that hasn't cycled for a while that sees it either as a transport alternative or an easier way to get about town.
Yeah, well, your real cyclists would suggest that you're cheating, wouldn't they?
Oh, look, that's not an uncommon remark, but we've all cheated once or twice in our life. It just puts a lot more fun back into cycling.
Yeah, absolutely. The e-bikes I've seen, I have seen an awful lot around all of a sudden in the hands of what looks like OAPs, old age pensioners, who basically spend their day getting some exercise and sightseeing around town.
Oh, look, I think that's where the market began, and there's certainly a lot of people 60-plus who are using e-bikes, but, we've been selling bikes to people in their teens or 20s as well, but certainly it's skewed to an older age group.
So who invented them? Who invented the e-bike?
I couldn't tell you, actually. I think it's a concept that's been out there for a while, but definitely the technology's improved markedly over the last 3 or 4 years, I think, and it depends on what you're questioning as invention, but certain systems have been launched in the last few years which have advanced the market considerably.
So for those people who really don't understand what an e-bike is, you know, there's a battery in it, and there's a little motor in it, and it assists you with it while you're pedaling.
That's pretty much it. Yes, you've hit the nail on the head there. Basically, the e-bike assist, and it's a pedal assist, not necessarily a throttle assist. So in New Zealand here, the focus, as it is in Europe and other countries, is on pedal assist. So you give the bike a little bit of help and it helps you out a lot.
Okay. So how big's the battery?
Depends on the bike, really. But in general, they typically measure it in what's called watt hours. And your average battery might be somewhere between 300 to 500 watt hours. 500 watt hours is about a half a kilowatt hour, which is what you charge for electricity at your home.
Okay, and the motors, you know, where they hide the motors?
Good point. Well, I mean, some of the cyclists in the Tour de France would hide them inside the frame, so they've got an advantage. But for the rest of us, basically the simplest place is on one of the wheels, either the front or the back, or more recently the big developments have been in the centre of the bike. So big players out there like Bosch and Yamaha, who are well-known international brands, have been investing heavily in mid-drive technology, they call it, which basically was an easier way to power the bike more effectively, and you don't end up with a whole lot of sort of contraptions stuck to your wheels, which then make it hard to fix punctures and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, yeah, very good point, very good point. And also it keeps the weight in the middle of the bike, which is actually where you want it to be. So your average e-bike, how long does it take to charge?
Oh, look, again, there's no fixed rule. Typically, if it's a cheaper e-bike, it's going to take you something like 5 to 7 hours to charge. If it's a more expensive, more advanced e-bike with better batteries and charging systems, somewhere between 2 to 3 hours from flat. That's right. It's a pretty good guideline.
So once you've charged it, what's your range?
Another difficult question, but you should expect absolute minimum 30 kilometres and anything up to 150. So in general, you're going to get somewhere between 50 to 80 kilometres from an e-bike.
Okay. How long do the batteries last? Because every time we talk about electric cars and anything electric, people start talking, oh, lithium oxide batteries, you've got to dispose of them, you've got to buy new ones, they're expensive. I mean, what's that battery technology like these days?
It's certainly improved a lot in recent years, and that's what I think has spurred the advance of e-bikes. Lithium ion is sort of the standard now with e-bike batteries. Typically, they should last several years. So basically, some of the manufacturers might warranty the batteries for a minimum of sort of 500 to 700 charges of a battery. So that may not sound like a lot, but if you're charging your battery a couple of times a week, that's 100 charges a year, so do the math. It's 5 to 7 years on that basis, so that's pretty good. You know, by that stage your e-bike's probably getting fairly well worn, but depends how many k's you're doing, obviously.
And talking about the charging, do you need some fancy dancy, you know, cord and plug, and do you have to change your house, or just straight into the mains?
Well, the big advantage of an e-bike over a car is you don't require a special sort of power system or anything like that. Any three-point plug is basically your charging point, so anywhere you can charge off. Every bike will have a slightly different charger, in the same way your laptop or your phone has a slightly different charger. But it's that simple. They're quite small. They can fit into a laptop bag with your laptop and that sort of thing.
You
so
take it with you. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, could you buy two? You know, have one at work, one at home, so you never run out of gas when you're going home.
That's a very good point. A lot of people do that, but to be fair, most people are only travelling sort of 10 or 20 k's at the most in a day on a bike. Most e-bikes would comfortably take that on a full charge, if not 2 or 3 days in a row. So. Yeah. It's a good safeguard to have one in two locations.
Well, this is my thought, and this is my thesis, you know, that most people are just commuting, they're going down to the shops, or they're popping into work, etc., and they're wanting to do it cheaply, and they're wanting to do, and of course there's congestion on the roads, and there's the trouble of getting parking, and so this is a way of actually doing it, getting a little bit of exercise, not getting sweaty and hot. It's actually a far more sensible way of actually getting people into renewable energy than the electric car. The question I would have, and it's the same question for the electric car though, is how much do these things cost? They're a bit up there, aren't they?
Oh, look, I think if you looked at it as a, a transport alternative to a car, it's very cheap. You can spend as little as $1,500 on an electric bike, but you're going to sort of get what you pay for as well. You're buying sort of reliability, less weight, more effective systems that power the bike. But yeah, basically, your average e-bike, if it's coming out of China, which is obviously a big source of bikes, as you pointed out previously, the price coming out of China can retail, I guess, anywhere between $1,500 to $3,000, something along those lines.
Oh yeah, I've seen some of the big ones, the mountain bikes and the real amazing bikes, you know, cargo bikes as well, you know, and they can go up to $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. But that's all. And I would argue that this is when the e-bike is going to take over, because I bought my son a motor scooter, 50cc motor scooter, for $1,200.
Yep.
And he doesn't have to pedal. So I guess, will the price keep coming down? We've seen that with new technology before. Will it keep coming down?
Look, I think economies of scale benefits any type of industry, and yes, it will. I think what people don't realise is a big part of the price of the bike is the particularly in the scooters that you pointed out, is the battery. So effectively, you're prepaying your fuel, and that they cost very little to recharge, but basically, a big part of particularly a scooter, for example, which has bigger batteries than an e-bike because you're not helping it with pedalling, can be a large part of the cost of the vehicle. But I guess it's a lot more affordable than a car, and you can basically stop it wherever you like outside your favourite shop or wherever you're going to without the parking issues, I guess.
That's awesome. Well, I think it's the future. But, you know, I say that, I've never tried it. Do you want to lend me a bike for a week and I'll give it a road test?
Look, we're always open for people who want to test a bike out. I think that has to be the best way for you to understand how it works and just experience it for yourself. But I haven't seen one person that didn't come back with a big grin from ear to ear once they jumped on one. Doesn't matter what it is. It's just a great way to get around, and whole lot of fun.
Okay, Neil Pollock from Flux, thank you for your information and everything, and you'll see me very shortly. I'd love to have a crack on one of these things. All the best, mate.
We look forward to it. We have shifted locations, so if you're trying to find us, we've moved from Ponsonby. We're now in Eden Terrace.
Good. See you soon, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.